In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning. So this morning, we heard Christ speak of a story in which a householder, God, demonstrates his great love and care for his people. He planted a vineyard. He built a hedge around it to protect it. He dug a wine press and built a tower. He prepared everything. He did all the work that was needed. And he left it in the care of his tenants. St. John Chrysostom points out that he left very little for his tenants to do. He did everything. All that his tenants had to do was take care of what was given to them and preserve it. That's it. A seemingly simple task. Yet, when the time came for the harvest, the householder sent his servant. One was beaten, one was killed, and one was stoned. Rather than giving to the householder, the owner of this vineyard, who did all of the labor to prepare it, rather than giving him the fruits of the vineyard, they rejected the householder. They became bold, claiming as their own what was given to them in their care, not wanting to give the Lord what belonged to him. In this parable, Jesus is identifying the ungrateful tenants with the Jewish religious leaders, both past and present, who had become corrupt, exploiting the poor and the weak, and who occasionally killed any who dare to criticize them, including the righteous men sent by God to speak his truth. Christ even then points to his own death at the hands of the chief priests and his Pharisees when he tells of the heir being sent. Surely, surely they will respect my heir, the householder says to himself. And yet they do not. They take him and they kill him. Because they rejected him, the Lord added that the kingdom of God will be taken away from them and given to those producing fruit. Be taken away from them. Brothers and sisters, by faith in Christ, we have become the new tenants of the vineyard. How can we be good stewards of God's vineyard? What is our fruit? If we listen to the epistle reading, we get a clue. The epistle says, stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. This is St. Paul's encouragement to the Romans. But what does that look like? What does it mean to be firm in your faith, courageous and strong? We have one idea. It often means standing your ground, and when someone comes to you and you know, criticizes you, you tell them off. Or more. That's often our idea of standing firm, being courageous and strong. But the epistle gives us another image. St. Paul says, let all that you do be done in love. Be devoted to the service of the saints. Be subject to such men and to every fellow worker and laborer. Greet one another with a holy kiss. It does not say, let all that you have, that you do, be done in anger. Devote yourself to yourself. and subject other men to you. Quite the opposite. Let all that you do be done in love. Devote yourself to the service of the saints, and subject yourselves to such men and every fellow worker and laborer, greeting each other with a holy kiss. Humility, obedience, and love. This is standing firm, strong, and being courageous in faith. Christ came not as a conquering king in glory, but he came humble and vulnerable, clothed even in our broken humanity as a baby. In his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, even that was unique. He came seated not on a noble battle horse, but on a humble donkey, and a foal at that. Now the prophet Micah tells us, "He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" Christ, the stone which was rejected, must be our cornerstone, our starting point from which we measure ourselves in everything, preserving ourselves in humility, obedience, and love. To the glory of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.